Lesson 5E. Exercise 2.
A life for sale. Ian Usher, a British man living in Australia, was unhappy with his life. He decided that he wanted a new start. But how? Then he had an idea. He put his whole life up for sale on the online auction site eBay. The sale included his three-bedroom house and all its contents, his car, and his jet ski. It even included his job and introductions to his friends. The auction began and attracted 1.75 million visits in the first few hours. Eventually, the bids reached nearly $400,000 Australian, £192,000. Mr. Usher was disappointed with the price, but he accepted it. He moved out of his home and started his new life. He used the money from his sale to achieve his 100 top ambitions, all in 100 weeks. These included swimming with sharks off the coast of Japan, riding an ostrich in South Africa, and getting a part in a Hollywood movie. A town called Albert. In 2007, an unusual item was put up for sale on eBay. A town called Albert. The town is in Gillespie County in Texas, about 100 kilometres away from the city of San Antonio. There's a school there, a dance hall, and a bar. There are also peach and pecan orchards. In the end, a buyer from Italy paid about $3 million for the town. We don't know why he or she wanted to purchase it. What do the people who live in Albert think of the sale? The answer is nothing. Nobody has lived in the town for years. The main aim of the sale was to create lots of free advertising for the seller. In this case, an estate agent. What a bargain! When a British 16-year-old paid £95 on eBay for a second-hand PlayStation 2 console and two games, he wasn't sure if it was a bargain. But when the goods arrived and he opened the box, the console was there, but the games weren't. Instead, there was €65,400 in banknotes. The boy, who has not given his name, was amazed. He told his parents, and they gave the money to the police, who began an investigation. So far, they haven't found out who the cash belongs to or how it got into the box. So, what happens to the money? That depends. If the police discover that the money came from crime, it belongs to the government. But if nobody can prove where it's from, the boy and his family can apply to keep it.